I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Tanaya Darlington, who is known in Philadelphia as Madame Fromage, Madame Cheese. She is all about cheese, and we're talking about Cheese Quizzo. It takes place on Sunday, June 3rd at 7 p.m. at Martha in Kensington. It's a restaurant bar at 2113 East York Street at the corner of York and Martha Street. So, Tanaya, what is Cheese Quizzo?
It's Philadelphia's first ever questionable cheese experience. It's a chance for people who are interested in tasting local cheese, meeting other lovers, and having a really good time and possibly winning some fabulous lactic prizes to come together for a night of cheese questions.
So it's all about cheese.
It's all about cheese. So we'll be asking, there'll be a section on cheese vocabulary. There'll be a section on milk. There'll be something on Pennsylvania cheese. And because this is a benefit for Collective Creamery, which is run by two women cheesemakers, will also probably have some questions about women in agriculture.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So you're going to bring out all the cheese nerds.
All the cheese. Oh, curd nerds.
The curd nerds.
You're a curd nerd. You know.
All right. Collective Creamery.
Collective Creamery, which is a subscription-based cheese service. It's a box you can either pick up in the Philadelphia region or have shipped to your home in states around Pennsylvania. And it's two women, Steph Engstadt and Sue Miller. They're both cheesemakers. They always include one of their own cheeses in the box along with a mystery cheese made by someone else in the region. So it's a cool way to experience the cheeses of two different farms or even three and support women entrepreneurs.
And what is the fundraiser for?
It is to help these cheese dames go to the American Cheese Society Conference in Pittsburgh this summer. It's a huge meetup of American cheesemakers from across the country. There are now over 900 licensed artisan and specialty creameries in the United States, which is up.
How much do they need?
Oh, gosh. That's a really good question. It's a pretty expensive conference. You know, I don't even know because I'm getting a media pass this year. But it's several thousand dollars to go per person. And there's three members of Collective Creamery.
So they have to go.
Yeah, they have to go. They're entering their cheeses in the giant cheese competition, which, you know, helps identify the best cheeses in each style from across the United States and even the best cheese in America.
How much money do you hope to raise through Cheese Quizzo?
Oh, that's a really good question. If we could raise $1,000 and offset transportation costs, that would be great. If we could raise $3,000, that would, of course, be amazing. We're asking each player to donate $10 or more, but $10 minimum. That includes a mystery tasting or a mystery cheese board.
So describe how it's going to go.
Sure. We'll have tables of up to four players. We'll probably have four different rounds. So in each round, we'll have a set of questions around a theme. We're going to break in the middle and have a mozzarella stretching demo led by Sean McGee, who's the chef at Martha. He's going to be using some Pennsylvania curd to show everyone how to, you know, work up their cheese muscles because people are really interested in learning how to stretch mozzarella.
Of course, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. And then we'll have some fabulous prizes. We have some local spirits that are being donated. Collective Creamery will be donating some of their cheeses. I'm donating some books that I've written. And Martha's also donating some gift certificates so people can come back and continue to eat local cheese boards.
What is amazing about cheese? Everything. Sorry, that's a stupid question.
First of all, there's so many different kinds, so many different tastes and textures. And I just feel like when you have a mysterious cheese with an unusual rind and maybe a little bark wrapped around it, it's something you can talk about endlessly. It's a great conversation piece.
What do they talk about? Speaking of talking about cheeses, what do they talk about at the American Cheese Society Conference?
Well, there are all kinds of different tastings. You learn about different molds, of course. There are pairing sessions. There's also amazing meals there. So, for example, there's a breakfast where you taste every yogurt that's been submitted around the country. You have various sponsored cheese lunches. And then on the very last night, there is an incredible tasting of over 1,000 cheeses from across the United States, the Festival of Cheese.
Oh my gosh, how can you even eat that much cheese?
You can't, but you can go to the Table of Blues if you really love blues, or you can go to the Table of Ricottas if you love ricotta. So they're organized by style. It's truly an amazing experience, and you'll find cheesemakers, cheese enthusiasts like myself, writers, cheesemongers from around the country.
How, I mean, you are like cheese everything. How does one become just all-encompassing cheese? Like, you see, you know everything about cheese and love cheese and live it and breathe it. How did you get to this point?
My mother's from Switzerland, and we went cheese shopping every Sunday and had a cheese board as a family every week. And then I moved to Wisconsin, which is huge cheese state. And then I moved here in 2005, and I started going to De Bruyne Brothers.
And did they adopt you?
They totally adopted me. The guys behind the counter taught me everything I know really about cheese, started a blog, it turned into a book with De Bruyne Brothers. Now I've eaten thousands of different cheeses from around the world thanks to them.
What can you learn at Cheese Quizzo?
You can learn, for example, what a blind cheese is. That will be maybe even one of our questions, so you could, you know, get ahead.
So what's a blind cheese?
A blind cheese is a cheese without eyes, and an eye is a hole in a cheese. So you think of something like Jarlsberg or Emmentaler that has holes. That's a cheese with eyes. A blind cheese would be your Brie's, your Camemberts, your Goudas, cheese without holes.
Interesting. Never knew that. I could win a question.
You could.
How long will Cheese Quizzo run?
Cheese Quizzo is from 7 to 9 on June 3rd. And part of that time will just be some fun. So you'll meet the two cheesemakers who run Collective Creamery. They're awesome dames who have a lot to say about PA Dairy. They're going to sample their cheeses. Also, we just have an incredible cheese community in Philadelphia. We even have an official cheese gang with a hashtag, Rennet Rough Riders. And we love to get together at Martha. We call it our cheese clubhouse because it's a bar that really specializes in local products and also fermentation, and we feel very welcome there by the staff.
Let's talk a little bit about women and cheese. Is there a big contingent of women in cheese, or is there
really? There is.
Is there starting? Are there women just starting to get into it? Or
no? Women started the cheese renaissance in the United States back in the 1970s. So imagine before the 1970s, it was mostly factory cheese, especially after World War II. So everything was craft with a capital K. Women are responsible for bringing craft cheese with a little C, as in handcrafted cheese, into the United States. And a lot of these were women who, you know, in the cheese world you would now know, like Allison Hooper from Vermont Creamery. That's a very popular cheese you see in Whole Foods. There's a woman down in Indiana named Judy Shad of Capriol Farm. You've got the women who make Humboldt Fog. That was Mary Keene who started that. There are about six or seven women who began making mostly goat cheese, interestingly enough. And they were the ones that began to meet up collectively, and eventually this conference I mentioned earlier, the American Cheese Society, was formed. And it was very tiny at the beginning, right? It was, you know, maybe 100 people, if that. There were hardly any cheesemakers back in the 70s. And certainly, who was eating goat cheese? It was seen as something very strange, something right. You maybe saw at the farmer's market but didn't know what to do with. But then you had restaurants like Chez Panisse beginning to buy from some of these small batch makers and supporting them, and that propelled the industry forward. So now you have, oh my gosh, just an incredible number of small batch cheesemakers, young people going into the field in the same way that you have people becoming brewers or third wave coffee roasters. There's all this excitement about small batch production.
And what's the local scene like?
The local scene's amazing. I still have people coming up to me all the time and saying, like, oh, is there any good Pennsylvania cheese? And I always think, are you kidding me? Go to any farmer's market like Clark Park or even Head House. You're going to meet fabulous cheesemakers. We have a Pennsylvania Cheese Guild now, which was started about 2 years ago. If you go to any cheese shop, they'll carrying Pennsylvania cheese. It might not be as robust as, say, Vermont or California here, but it's come a long way, even in the 12 years that I've lived in Philadelphia.
And there's a lot to learn about cheese. You can learn it all at Quizzo.
Cheese Quizzo! Come on January 3rd.
So where can you get tickets?
There's no tickets. It's a donation at the door. You just come and join us. There's room for all. You don't have to know a lot about cheese. You can come and taste and learn. We'll have a lot of true-false questions and a lot of multiple choice.
To make it easy.
Exactly.
So to include everybody.
Yes, it's designed to be fun and educational.
We don't want just everybody in your gang, your cheese gang, to win the whole thing.
You shouldn't have a high level of cheese proficiency to participate, or you don't need it.
Sunday, June 3rd, Cheese Quizzo at Martha in Kensington, 2113 East York Street. Tanaya Darlington will be there. She is Madame Fromage. She's also an author and the one who came up with this idea to start the fundraiser for Collective Creamery. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Hadass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.